Welcome to Orphans No More, a media extension of Justice for Orphans, a ministry dedicated to rally the church for the cause of the fatherless, inspiring, educating, and equipping believers to care for vulnerable children, and supporting those who have heard and heeded the call of James 1:27. Here's your host, Sandra Flack.
Welcome to Orphans No More. This is Sandra. I apologize in advance for the sound of my voice. I've been battling a cold. I'm so glad you decided to listen today. Since you're there and I'm here, you won't be getting any of my cold germs. So I won't be sharing my germs with you, but I do have some things on my heart that I feel led to share with you. So hang in there for that. First, a reminder about our 2020 Vision campaign. You might know Justice for Orphans launched Care Portal in two Capital Region counties here in New York. Nationwide so far, Care Portal just celebrated over 53,000 children served across the country. Now, about 600 of those kids were right here in Albany and Schenectady counties. We implemented Care Portal over a year ago. Local churches are partnering with us to serve and minister to local children and families in crisis. JFO has a goal to launch Care Portal. We've been saying for a while we want to launch Care Portal in all of the counties in the Capital Region, and I hadn't really done my research. It was just sort of something the Lord dropped into my heart. I just kind of thought naively there were three or four counties that made up the Capital Region. Nope. Little research indicated there are 11 counties that make up the Capital Region. So we have two. We've launched Albany and Schenectady counties. We've got nine to go. And we have a plan to implement at least one new county per year. As we grow our team, as we grow our funding, we're able to do that. So not only do we implement, but we continue to be able to manage and sustain and support those areas and serve those churches well as they're serving families in the Capital Region. So we do want to launch one new Capital Region county in 2020, and we're praying about which county is next. We know that Greene County and Columbia County, both smaller counties, but have tremendous need. Rensselaer County is a much bigger county, and they also have a huge need. So we're going to go to whatever county God opens the door in next. We're going to go there when the timing is right, when he opens that door, and to whichever county it is. But eventually, we want to be in not only all three of those counties, but all 11 Capital Region counties. But in order for us to manage this platform and further implement Care Portal throughout the Capital Region here in New York, we need your help. We need churches in each county to partner with us to use the Care Portal network, and we need the funding to provide and manage the network. Would you prayerfully help us help more local children and families in crisis with a $20 monthly gift? Just 20 bucks a month. If 83 people committed to $20 a month, we would have enough to launch both Greene and Columbia counties this year. If you're in a position where you can give monthly, or if maybe you're in a position where you can just give the whole amount, which would be $240 for the year. That is great. But really, those small monthly gifts have a huge impact to our nonprofit ministry. We've had some great supporters step up so far here in 2020, but we need you too. So please pray and consider partnering with Justice for Orphans with a financial gift. You can give safely and securely online at justicefororphansny.org. And you could also, when you press the donate button on our website, you can even select that you're giving it towards Care Portal, and you can even narrow it down to which county, that whether it be Albany or Schenectady, that you want your gift to go to. So thank you for considering that. You can also mail in a check, and our address is also found on our website. So thank you for considering. It's my least favorite thing to do, asking for the money thing, but it does take funding to do ministry. We are a faith-based nonprofit. We don't get any government money to support our work. So we rely on the generous donations of individuals and businesses and churches. So perfectly consider that. So now, with that out of the way for now, I want to share with you some scriptures that are on my heart. And I'm going to begin with, You may be very familiar with John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever would believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. I find it very neat that 1 John 3:16 tells us this. In the NIV, 1 John 3:16 says, "This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. If anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need, but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person? Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth." As believers, we're commanded to demonstrate love, to put love into action. James 1:22 says, "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says." Folks, we are to be doers of the word. Now, a lot of times on this show, we often quote James 1:27. It's a scripture verse near and dear to my heart. "Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world." Now, the Passion Translation puts the verse this way: "True spirituality that is pure in the eyes of our Father God is to make a difference in the lives of orphans and widows, the vulnerable, in their troubles, and to refuse to be corrupted by the world's values." So orphans and widows, especially in Bible times, were the most vulnerable people groups. Now, we still have orphans and widows among us. And when we think of orphans, or at least when I use the word orphan, I'm really thinking of that, of vulnerable children and vulnerable people such as single moms, grandparents raising grandchildren, foster children, families in crisis due to the opioid epidemic and other reasons. These are the vulnerable that are in every state, every county, and in every community, mine and yours. So how do we be doers of the word and put love, God's love, into action towards the vulnerable in our communities? Recently, my pastor, Pastor Chuck Engelhart at Abounding Love Christian Fellowship, he said this. He said, "The love of God is released in us to bring forth the answer to a person's suffering. Stop for the one, put love into action." I don't know if my pastor knew he was preaching about Justice for Orphans and Care Portal and what we're all about, but that is our message. Jesus stopped for the one. He met their practical need, and in the process, they encountered Christ, and that's what we want to do, right? Our mission at Justice for Orphans is to inspire, educate, and equip the body of Christ to walk out James 1:27, to care for vulnerable children among us, children whose families are in crisis, kids who are in foster care, or who are aging out of foster care without ever getting permanency, children in orphanages all around the world, children who need stability, safety, love, a family. Those are the children that we want to reach. Now, there's statistics that you can pull from anywhere, but I want to zero in on locally here where we're located in Albany County in upstate New York. In 2018 alone, in just one county, in just Albany County, there were over 3,300 calls to Child Protective Services, one county, one year. Every one of those 3,300 calls represents a family in crisis and at least one, if not multiple, children. Now, not every child had to be removed as a result of those calls. A child wasn't removed per each call, but many children had to be removed from their homes. But all of those children are in crisis. And that's the community, the group of children, the vulnerable children that we're reaching through Care Portal. Care Portal is a technology tool that we use to equip churches so that they can minister to these families. In 1 year, between Albany and Schenectady counties, nearly 600 local children were served by churches using our Care Portal network. And this is how it works. All right. A caseworker, a county caseworker, identifies a need with a family in crisis where there's children in the home and there's some type of a crisis where the children may have to be removed from the home because the situation is not good. Not because of abuse or harm. So if children are in danger, they absolutely must be removed from the home. But sometimes it's just a family that has one parent in rehab or a parent in incarcerated for a certain amount of time, or maybe a domestic violence situation caused mom to flee the home with the children and they're in a shelter. It could be a single mom or a single grandmother working a job, supporting some children, not making enough to make ends meet. And it's really a decision between, do we pay rent or do we buy groceries? Because we can't do both. All right. This is what's going on right outside the doors of our churches in our communities. So caseworkers with the counties, they identify these families where there needs to be some supports in order for this family unit to be stabilized. Okay. And the caseworker, once they've identified those things that need to happen, they enter the request for some needed items for the family into our Care Portal system. And the request for those items goes out to all of our participating churches within a set mile radius of the family. And the church basically receives an email, a volunteer point person from the church opens the email. A decision is made, yes, our church can help, or maybe our church can do part of this need, or maybe the church is not in a position because they've already done some help this month and they're going to sit this one out. But either way, the church makes a decision on whether they're going to help the family or not. And if the church says, you know what, hey, we're going to provide bunk beds so that those children that are moving in with grandma can live with a relative and not have to go into foster care, they can live with grandma, but grandma's willing to take them. She just doesn't have beds for them and she can't afford beds for them. Grandma's a single working grandma and she needs some help to be able to bring stability to her grandchildren. And a church simply says, you know what, we'll provide the beds and we'll provide the bedding for grandma and for these children. So those are the kind of items that are requested, and I'm going to get into that a little bit more. But basically, when a church decides they want to help, they respond by clicking a button in the email, which gets them connected with the caseworker who made the request, and the caseworker and the church work together, and the church then brings those families right to grandma, all right? They're able to deliver. Oftentimes, they're putting beds together. They're interacting with grandma. They're praying for the family, and they're letting grandma know she's not isolated. There are people in the community who care about her and the children and are there to help. And a connection is made, and oftentimes that connection can lead to an ongoing relationship that is part of the process of bringing grandma to Christ, right, and her family. So that's the gist of how it works. Real meaningful connections are made when the church steps in, and Care Portal is the avenue on where the church can connect with the family. Items that are often asked for through the Care Portal. And at any point in time, you yourself can go onto careportal.org. And from the home page, at the top of the page on the right, it'll say open requests. You can click on open requests, and you can even put in which county you want to look at. So you could narrow it down to Albany County, New York, or Schenectady County, New York, or some other county across the country, and look at live open requests to get a real-time view of exactly what's being asked for. The number one most requested item in Care Portal nationwide, as well as here locally, are beds, twin beds, bunk beds, the occasional full-size bed, cribs, bedding, furniture, clothing, bus passes. These are families that do not own cars. They have a hard time getting around. So bus passes, Uber passes, that kind of thing, groceries, help with utilities, help with extermination services, and the list goes on. You can really, again, see a list of real-time requests by going to careportal.org and click on open requests. Now, you might be thinking, you know, this is just providing stuff for families. How does that help? Well, Care Portal allows an on-ramp and covers the entire spectrum of child welfare, from prevention to building relationships and foster care. And we show a grid which highlights the ways that that people can get involved. And that grid falls beautifully. You can overlap the grid, I should say, with Matthew chapter 25. Okay. And I'm going to read some verses from Matthew chapter 25 for you. I'm going to read verses 35 through 37 and then jump down to 40, where Jesus says, "For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink." That's meeting physical needs. "I was a stranger and you took me in." That sounds like foster care to me. "I needed clothes and you clothed me." Again, physical needs. "I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to visit me." Okay, those are opportunities for the church to connect and to minister to the vulnerable. Now, then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or naked or thirsty or in prison?" And then Jesus in verse 40 says, the king will reply, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." Folks, the least of these are the vulnerable in our communities, children and families in crisis. And when we step into that place where they are and minister to them, we are ministering to Jesus. Yes, delivering a bunk bed to a family in crisis is delivering a bunk bed to Jesus. We're doing it in his name and for his glory, and it ministers to him. Care Portal opens the door to this kind of ministry, Matthew 25 ministry. The church delivers the items, puts the beds together, prays with the family, makes a connection, and demonstrates love and compassion. The church being the church, putting the love of God into action in vulnerable families in our community. Jesus stepped in and stopped for the one. He met their practical need, and in the process, they encountered Christ. Through Care Portal, we are meeting practical needs: beds, cribs, car seats, dressers, and people are encountering Christ in the process. It's way more than just the physical item of a bed or a crib. It's an encounter with Christ. Don't miss the opportunity. We've told several stories on this program before, stories from across the country, and now we're gathering those more local stories. We've shared before about the story of Michelle, a young mom, a single mom of twins that was helped here in the Capital Region. One church delivered a crib and a double stroller. And while some church volunteers were putting the crib together, a couple moms had gone. They were bouncing babies on their knee. They were ministering to Michelle. And in the process, these moms looked around this apartment and realized, you know, Michelle needs a whole lot more than just the crib for her twins and the double stroller. She had just moved into this apartment. She had it was sparsely furnished. She didn't have a single curtain on a single window. And the two women who were visiting that day because meeting the Care Portal request, they recognized that there were no window coverings, no curtains, even on the bedroom or bathroom windows. And she was on a ground level apartment where people could see in, you know, from the street. So they just said, "Hey, we noticed you didn't have a chance to get curtains yet. We would love to get some curtains and help you hang them if that would be okay. And this young mom was really blown away, like, really, you would do that? Wow, yeah, I could use curtains. So the ladies came back with curtains, you know, several days later. They helped Michelle hang the curtains and they began to build a relationship with Michelle. And eventually one of the moms started bringing Michelle and her twins to church. And over time, now, you know, many months later, Michelle is attending the mom's group at that church. She's a single mom of twins and she needs that kind of support to be a successful mom. So the women in this church are ministering to her. They're investing into her and helping her parent successfully so that her children are in a good place. That's one example. And we had another example featured in one of our videos of a mom, Tasha, who started coming to church after a request was filled by the church. And she started coming and her children eventually got baptized at that church and she's involved in ministry at that church now. Both these women have gone on to actually go out on deliveries with their church through the Care Portal Network and helping to minister to other folks. It's come full circle. Some more recent stories. We just learned about a grandmother in Albany County who had no furniture at all, had just moved into an apartment because she needed a bigger place because she did take custody of her grandchildren. And there was a huge request for lots of furniture that this family needed for this apartment, beds and couches and things like that. And when the church went in and made the delivery, and you know, sometimes we look at a large request and we think, is it really necessary for a family to need like to furnish a whole apartment? Well, yes, it actually is often necessary. Because in another request specifically, there was a mom who fled a domestic violence situation. She, while she and her children were in a shelter, by the time stability came and she was able to safely get out of the shelter and move back home, the landlord had actually gotten rid of all of the family's belongings, everything. This family left the shelter with zero. They had nothing. All of their belongings that had been in the apartment they used to live in were gone, given away, thrown away, destroyed, whatever. The family had nothing to start over with. So this is a single mom with some children, and she didn't have a way to furnish an apartment. And through the county, you can get assistance in setting up affordable housing, which she got, but the county doesn't help you furnish an apartment. And without beds for her children may not have been able to come back out of foster care. So it is very realistic for families to be starting over with zero. So when you see a request that's for a lot of furniture, it isn't a family just looking for some new stuff. It's a family that has no stuff. And in this instance, with this grandmother taking in the grandchildren, there was a lot of stuff needed. The church went in and made the delivery. One of the volunteers, while they were there, a couple of the women, they needed to use the bathroom. They went in and used the bathroom and they discovered no toilet paper. And they, you know, kind of come out and they said to grandma, oh, there's no toilet paper. You're out of toilet paper. And grandma said, I can't afford toilet paper. I can't go buy toilet paper. So not only did they need big things to furnish this apartment, like beds and a kitchen table, grandma couldn't afford toilet paper right here in the capital region, okay? So a couple of the women, while the men were putting the beds together and there was another woman there, a couple ladies went out and they stocked up on toilet paper and paper towels and brought them back to grandma. And they were just blown away that this kind of need exists right outside our doors, right in the capital region. There was another instance, I believe this was in Schenectady County, where the county went in, a caseworker went in, and there was a family in crisis, and it was a situation where they discovered that three children were sharing one twin bed. So two of the smaller children were sleeping like the long way, and then the older child was sleeping across the bottom where the other kids' feet would go. But it was a little bit of an older child, so they were too big to sleep that way. But also that child had a medical issue that required dialysis. So here we have a sick child needing medical care who didn't even have a proper night's sleep any night because they're sharing a twin bed with their two other siblings. So that family was in desperate need of a bed. And one of the churches stepped up and provided beds for that family. Another thing that we recently, through the Care Portal, helped Albany County with was we did a drive for suitcases, duffel bags, backpacks, because the county reached out to us and said, you know, when a child comes into foster care, and caseworkers, the last thing they want to do is remove a child from their family. But it happens, and it happens every day. And sadly, when it does have to happen, it's an emergency situation, and a few items of clothing may be grabbed for that child and thrown into a garbage bag or a plastic shopping bag. And that's what the children arrives at foster care with, their stuff in a garbage bag. And the county doesn't like to do that. You know, these caseworkers want these children to experience some dignity in a very sad and desperate situation. So they like to be able to provide a suitcase or a duffel bag or a backpack for children entering foster care. So we reached out to our participating churches, and we went on social media, and we asked folks to donate that new or like new little suitcases on wheels, duffel bags, backpacks for kids, whether it be teens and younger. So that way, caseworkers can have a bag on hand, a backpack, a suitcase on hand when a child comes into foster care, and they don't have to go to their next foster home or any place else with their stuff in a garbage bag. That's another way that we've been able to help through Care Portal. So we're meeting physical needs and making connections. And it's not just families that are being impacted. We report on those numbers, and we've got nearly 600 children in the capital region so far helped through Care Portal. But also the church volunteers are ministered to, because it's very hard to go out and minister to the least of these and yourself not get ministered to at the same time. So we're making disciples both inside and outside the church walls. And some churches are meeting one request a month. Some churches are meeting one request per week. The nice thing about Care Portal, one of the nice things is you are able to kind of tailor fit it to your church, what your church wants to do, the level of involvement your church wants to do. We have one church that has decided that they want to be the pack and play church. So if a crib is requested, they want to step up and meet each crib request with a pack and play. The county approved that pack and plays are acceptable to respond with when a request is made for a crib. So that church wants to do that. That's their part. So they're on the lookout. Whenever a crib is asked for, they pounce on it with a pack and play. But some churches, they want to get in there and they want to be hands-on with the family. They want to minister to families. So they're trying to fill one request a week or at least one request a month. You can be as active within this program as you want to be active. You can just meet physical needs by saying, hey, we're going to provide, you know, whenever there's a request for dishes or whatever, there's a request for hygiene items or whatever the request is, we want to be the church that provides that. Even if we don't go make the delivery, we'll make sure a church making the delivery of other items will have these items as well. Maybe your church wants to be all in. We have churches that are, again, they're meeting a request a week. We have some churches that are happy, and we're happy for that they meet one request a month. And some are just helping and collaborating with other churches to meet needs that way. So it can be fit to however your church wants to be involved, whatever level you want to be in. So how can you help? If you're hearing this and you're like, you know what, this is ministry. This is something I myself want to do. This is something I think my church would love to do. My care group or my small group, you know, we want to be in on this. There's some of us that can do this. Our life group can do this. We can make life-changing impact in the lives of local families. So how can you help? Well, you can get your church activated in Care Portal simply by going to careportal.org and enroll your church. When you enroll your church, if you are in the capital region, Justice for Orphans will see that enrollment come through, and we will contact your church and reach out and help you go through the next steps. If you're listening and you're anywhere else in the country, Care Portal is active in 21 states nationwide, as well as it was just implemented in a part of Canada. So you can go on to careportal.org, check out the map and see where Care Portal is in your area. There are other ways. If there's not Care Portal in your county, there are ways you can get involved. There's different things you can click on careportal.org to find out what you can do if it's not in your area. But if there's Care Portal in your area, you can enroll your church, and then whoever is the implementer in your area for Care Portal will respond and connect with you. Again, if you're in upstate New York, it will be me, Kathy at Justice for Orphans. We will be the ones that will reach back out to you. What does your church need to participate once you've enrolled? What happens? Well, your church will need a point person. It can be a point person team. We've got churches where there are a team of two people who are the point person. Some churches, it's just one person who's the point person. The point person is a vital role. It's a person who has some great skills with kind of coordinating things behind the scenes, communicating with church members, organizing. Basically, that a point person from the church receives the request when it comes out through the Care Portal from the county. A Care Portal request goes to multiple churches, so every activated church within a set mile radius will receive the request. It's not just one church, it's multiple churches. And sometimes several churches collaborate together and respond to a request. Sometimes just one church covers the whole thing. Totally depends on what the churches want to do. But it's the point person who receives the initial email and makes that decision on, yes, our church is going to help, or our church has one of these items, we'd like to help another church, or no, we're busy right now, we're not able to meet a request, that's fine. But it's the point person who is that point of contact. They receive the email, they respond. When they respond, they're connected with the caseworker that made the request, and then the caseworker and the point person work out the logistics of where the items get delivered, when the items get delivered, and the point person communicates with their church congregation and lets the church congregation know, hey, we need a set of bunk beds for a family. We need bedding for the bunk beds. There's little boys involved. They love superheroes. That kind of bedding would be great. Who has items to donate? Who would like to go buy the items new? However it works out. It could be new. It could be like new. And then the point person coordinates all that and decides, okay, the last Saturday of the month, we're leaving the church at 10 a.m. Whoever wants to be on the delivery team, who has a pickup truck that we can transport these bunk beds in, who's going to go pray with the family, who wants to help put the beds together, that kind of thing. So you're going to formulate a team within your church of the folks who want to be involved in this ministry. So the point person is that key person that works out those logistics, okay? Churches need folks who have pickup trucks or SUVs, because a lot of times it is beds and dressers and furniture that is requested. Volunteers who will deliver the items, who want to carry in and maybe do some of that heavy lifting. The church needs volunteers who want to minister to families and pray with families. The church needs volunteers who want to donate the items or maybe make a monetary donation for the purchase of items, okay? That would all be church members donating to their own church so their own church can meet Care Portal requests, okay? That's how it works. If you have a church of 50 plus members, well, if one family decided one family from your church could rally to meet one request a year, that would calculate out to your church meeting one request a week. That is huge. Most of our churches are really trying to meet one request a month, and that is awesome. So whatever level you want to be involved in, but we need you to be involved. So here's my call to action, okay? We need to put the love of God into action in our communities. So number one, we need you to enroll your church. Again, you go to careportal.org and you enroll your church. Then we know your church wants to be involved and we'll reach back out to you. My team or someone else from Care Portal will reach out to you so that you can begin the next steps, which includes casting the vision to your congregation. Your congregation needs to know what Care Portal is. There's an awesome 3-minute video on the Care Portal homepage that's designed to be shown in churches on a Sunday morning so everybody understands what Care Portal is and how it works, and then they can get excited about being involved. You'll want to gather a list of names of folks from your church who are interested in this kind of ministry and who want to be involved. The folks who want to make donations of items, who have pickup trucks and SUVs, who want to help deliver, folks who want to pray with families, that kind of thing. You'll gather your people and get them activated in this. Justice for Orphans, if you're here in the Capital Region, it'll be us, or if you're elsewhere in the country, so another implementing partner like JFO will reach out to you. We will train your point person. We'll get your church activated and up and running so you're receiving requests and be ready to respond to them. Another way that you can help is by donating items. Even if your church isn't part of the Care Portal network yet, if you have a bed or a dresser or furniture or some other item a family needs, or if you'd like to make a monetary donation to a church so that the church that is active can purchase the necessary items, you can contact Justice for Orphans if you're in the Capital Region, or contact one of the participating churches and reach out to them and let them know, hey, we're in your community. We have a bunk bed, or we have a dresser. We have an item to donate, and we want you to be able to use it for a Care Portal request. So that's another way. And of course, give. As I mentioned earlier, Justice for Orphans 2020 vision, at the top of this podcast, I talked about how you could help that way. As the implementing organization for Care Portal here in New York, Justice for Orphans pays the fees for the Care Portal technology platform. Okay, technology costs something. You can't use the internet without paying your internet provider. You have to pay your cell phone provider for your cell phone service. Whatever method of TV watching you do, whether you have AT&T TV or Dish Network, or you know, you're streaming, you know, Disney or Netflix or any of those services, you're paying for that service. Okay, it's the same way with Care Portal. Care Portal actually pays, Justice for Orphans actually pays Care Portal per month, per county that we have activated in for the technology platform. And in addition to the cost for the technology, Justice for Orphans manages the Care Portal network in the Capital Region, which is very labor intensive, folks. We recruit the churches and the counties, we train them, we equip them, and we provide ongoing support for each church and each county as part of our Care Portal network. Very labor intensive for us. We are hands-on every day supporting our participating churches and counties. Without Justice for Orphans, there would be no Care Portal in New York. 600 children would not have been able to be served by local churches this past year through the Care Portal network. And we want to see those numbers grow. We want to have an impact in the lives of local vulnerable children in the Capital Region, and we need your support to do it. We need your churches to be activated in the Care Portal network, and we need you to sow into our ministry so that we can continue to provide this network. We want to be able to do that and have the impact on the lives of local kids. So again, I invite you to put your faith and your love into action and partner with us. Become a Care Portal church, donate items to a Care Portal church, support Justice for Orphans in this ministry network. We value your input, we need your support, and Care Portal across the country. I know we have folks listening in who are in different states across the country. So find out where Care Portal is in your state. If it's not in your state yet, you can be part of getting it there. If it is in your state, partner with the people who are doing it there and have an impact. Really, Jesus is changing the child welfare system, the foster care system, through the church. And the churches are using Care Portal. It is amazing. So I want to actually just take a moment to close out this time in prayer. I have some things on my heart, so I'm just going to pray, and then I have some last things to mention at the end. But would you join me in prayer? Father God, we just come before you, and I thank you for bringing us out of the darkness and into your light. Thank you for inviting us to partner with you by extending your love to our neighbors. Thank you for the nearly 600 local kids who've been served by your church so far through Care Portal, and for the nearly 54,000 kids nationwide who have been served by your church through Care Portal. Thank you for inviting us to partner with you, God, in ministering to the least, the lost, and the lonely. Touch hearts here today, oh God, hearts that would be moved to take a step into this tangible ministry that's all ready to go. Put our faith into action. Make us doers of your word. We were once children in crisis too, but you adopted us into your family, and now we are children of God. Use us to shine your light and extend your love into our communities. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm Sandra Flack, and I thank you for joining us today. Thank you for listening to my heart, and we want to hear from you. I would love to know your thoughts on this and on any show that we've produced that on our podcast. So we just ask that you leave some feedback, and stay tuned for my book. Shameless plug here, my book, Orphans No More, A Journey Back to the Father, will be available mid to late 2020. So please be on the lookout for that. You will be hearing more about it in the weeks and months to come. Please remember our 2020 vision campaign. You can help us launch Care Portal in the next Capital Region County with a $20 monthly gift or a one-time $240 gift. You can give safely and securely on our website at justicefororphansny.org. Click on the donate button and then click on 2020 Vision. You can also click on our Care Portal button, and that will help your funds to go directly to our Care Portal work. It all goes to Justice for Orphans and our work, but you can kind of designate where you want that to go. And you can find and follow more episodes of this podcast on iTunes, Podbean, Google Play, and also right from our website, justicefororphansny.org. Just search for the show by name, Orphans No More. Some of my favorite folks to interview are foster and adoptive parents, adult adoptees, and orphan ministry leaders across the country and around the world. Of course, I love to tell Care Portal stories. We do that a lot. And I thank you for bearing with me today with this cold that I have, to listen to what's on my heart, what we're doing here through this ministry. And we just value your ongoing prayer support, financial support, and partnership with Justice for Orphans through Care Portal. Also, be sure to follow us and like us on Facebook and Instagram.
Thank you for listening to Orphans No More, for sharing what you've heard and praying for vulnerable children everywhere. We hope you are inspired to walk out James 1:27 in whatever way God calls you. For more information, visit justicefororphansny.org.